This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Fears of a Russian gas supply crunch prompted some European countries to ask people to consume less energy Wednesday in a move that could potentially yield big results. AP correspondent Frank Jordans reports from Germany that reports that Germany buys a lot of energy from Russia and has now issued a warning over natural gas supplies.
They announced they're triggering the first of three alert levels on Russian gas supplies. The reason for this being that Russia has demanded that gas be paid in rubles, and that's not something that European countries are prepared to do because of the sanctions. It would undermine the sanctions.
That was AP's Frank Jordans. The latest round of negotiations between Russia and Ukraine produced possible signs of progress, with the Ukrainian delegation laying out a framework for a peace deal. AP's Ben Thomas.
Ukraine would declare itself neutral, with its security guaranteed by a group of third countries, including the U.S., neighboring Poland, and China, among others. The head of the Russian delegation characterized Ukraine's proposals as a positive step. Meanwhile, the Russians say they'll fundamentally cut back military activity around the capital, Kyiv, and the northern city of Chernihiv, in an effort to build trust. That's been met with skepticism. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
We believe that this is a repositioning, not a real withdrawal.
Ukraine's military offers a similar assessment, saying any apparent withdrawal is more likely just a rotation of units intended to mislead, while Russian forces regroup to focus on the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 4 million refugees have now fled Ukraine following Russia's invasion. The new figure was posted on UNCOR's website. This is VOA News. More Russian diplomats in Europe have been told to leave, AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The Dutch and Belgian governments have announced they're expelling a total of 38 Russian diplomats, the latest European nations to announce such expulsions. Poland last week expelled 45, whom the government identified as intelligence officers, using their diplomatic status as cover to operate in the country, while the Netherlands said it was expelling 17 Russians accredited as diplomats, but who were actually more intelligence officers. Germany's foreign ministry says it's prepared for a retaliation from Moscow. I'm Charles de la Desma.
British opposition leader Keir Starmer renewed his attack on Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday over lockdown breaching parties in Downing Street, pointing out the ministerial code says ministers who knowingly mislead the House should resign. He questioned why Johnson hasn't done so now that the police had issued fines to some of those involved.
Look, there are only two possible explanations. Either he's trashing the ministerial code, or he's claiming he was repeatedly lied to by his own advisers that he didn't know what was going on in his own house and his own office. Come off it. He really does think that it's one rule for him and another rule for everyone else. That he can pass off criminality in his office and ask others to follow the law.
China's leaders are trying to fine-tune their zero-tolerance COVID-19 strategy to rein in job losses and other costs to the world's second-largest economy. As millions of people in Shanghai line up for coronavirus tests, authorities are promising tax cuts for shopkeepers in the closed-down city and to keep its busy port functioning to limit disruption to industry and trade. This week's shutdown of most activities in China's most populous city to contain virus outbreaks jolted financial markets that already were on edge about Russia's war on Ukraine, higher U.S. interest rates, and a Chinese economic slowdown. The Shanghai government has promised to stabilize jobs and optimize the business environment. A small volcano in a scenic lake near the Philippine capital belched a white plume of steam and ash 1.5 kilometers into the sky in a brief explosion Saturday, prompting authorities to raise the alert level and urge thousands of residents to protectively evacuate from high-risk villages. Magma came into contact with water in the main crater of the volcano. And recapping our top story, the latest round of negotiations between Russia and Ukraine produced possible signs of progress. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.